I'm not kidding. It's a long time. Okay, and before we changed the tape, we were talking about buckets. And you told me that a milk bucket is usually 10.
Pails?
Pails, yeah. And it's usually 10, and then you have a wooden one. And you make no distinction between a pail and a bucket. Is there a distinction? Or?
Well, only...
What's the difference?
Pails are out of metal, and buckets mm-hmm. are mostly out of wood.
And then,
okay, when you're feeding
the pigs, okay, you're going out to the pig pen and you're going to feed the pigs. What do you call the thing that you carry the food in? The container?
Slop? You're talking about the container? Slop bucket?
Slop bucket. All right, now, what do you fry eggs in? What do you fry eggs in when you're making breakfast?
Skillet.
And what's the skillet made out of?
Metal, iron.
Did you ever, when you were little, did you ever have one with legs on the bottom of it? Never did? I was just wondering. That'd be peculiar. And then, now what about something that's big and black, and a lot of times you have them out in the backyard? This is, you know, again, when you were small. That you might use for heating up water to boil your clothes or...
Kettles.
Okay. And what do you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep it in your house? Like, under there?
Well, it's a piece of furniture. In a way, you've got a kitchen cabinet. And it has a container that holds flour, that you put your flour
in. Oh, the thing like flour, sugar, and all those things. It has a set, right?
That's right.
How about the thing that you put cut flowers in?
Cut flowers?
Uh-huh. You know, like...
Oh, well, I thought you were talking about flour a while ago that you made biscuit out of.
You're right. I'm switching.
All right. Now you're talking...
Now I'm talking about flowers. Like,
well, it'd be a vase.
Okay. And, okay, when you sit down to eat dinner, let's say you're having steak and potatoes and soup, you look down beside your plate to make sure everything's there that you're going to need to eat this dinner. What's there?
Well, you'll have a spoon for the soup and a knife and fork for the steak.
Okay. Guys, I'm testing you here. You know, you're not going to be eating sandwiches all your life. Okay, if all the dishes are dirty, and you're hungry, and it's almost dinner time, you might say, it's almost dinner time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. So I must those dishes.
Wash those dishes?
Right. And after she washes the dishes, Grandmommy then... goes over them with clean water. What would you say when she's...
Rinsing them, drying them.
And what do you call the cloth or the rag you use when you're washing the dishes?
Dish rag. To wash with, and drying cloth to dry them with.
Drying cloth? Okay. And what do you call the small square piece of terry cloth that you use when you, you're taking a bath?
Wash rag.
And after you take your bath, you dry yourself off with a...
towel.
And when you've worked in the field and they brought water out in a cart or a wagon, what was the container called?
When they would bring water around into the fields?
Mm-hmm.